Beginning current daf Maseches Tainus Tavid Alf begin on the base. Beginning test Maseches Tavid begin with the words of the Gemara Kilu Kadosh, as if he's holy. What does that mean? Hakadosh Baruch Hu, who according to some Gersais, it's Shor B'Toich Meiv. He dwells inside a person's intestines. V'Asa Lachishon, and it's forbidden to weaken them. And so Pirish just coming to explain the Gemara's question that the Rebbe Elazar really say that someone who fasts is called a sinner. We said that it's actually to the contrary, is that a person is called holy. Someone fasts, he's called holy. Because the reason he's called holy is when the person can tolerate the pain of the tainus. He's called a sinner is when he cannot tolerate the pain and the effort of the tainus, and that's when he's called a sinner. Tinek says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Goimel Nafshe. Is Ish Chesed, Pirish, Shagoimel Chesed Lenafshe, that he's doing kindness to his own soul, Shayin Son, that he doesn't fast. Nikar Chesed, that's actually called a pious person, which is actually very deep inside, very much my self project, which is that the first kindness is actually very ironic and paradoxical, that people think that when you take for yourself, you're called selfish. Actually, the biggest Chesed a person could do is, in concentric circles, is actually first to his own or her own self. That's actually a chassid. It's actually the greatest kindness is when you actually first give to yourself instead of depriving yourself when you're actually the most important person you have to take care of. So next, Tishmasta, beginning with the words, the Gemara, in time is Tzibbe Bevavl, El Tishmav Bevavl. They don't have public fast in Bevavl, only with Tishmav. Pirus, why didn't they have public fast? Right? Let me get Harbik Shem, because they had money fast, and there was much rain, and they didn't have to fast for it. Next test master begins with the Gemara Yochid Gibel of Tainus. The individual accepts into himself a fast. I'm a Pishach of a Shazak Olai Lodoy. He didn't drink all night. And spots well, it's Tainus. He can still daven the tool of a Tainus because it doesn't start at night time. Which places him into one. That might knock at Yochid. Why is picking individual? The Sibanami. We also have by the public, the Marine Masim, we say in the Mishnah on the Yerim and Aleph, the Eastern Shleshit Hanes, the first three fasts they have, they eat at night time. Therefore, Tzachim, one has to analyze this further about why would we mention it specifically by Yochid. The next test must begin with the Gemara Lamitanisai. If he spent the night in his tainus, Pirish, Shesan, Hayoim, we fast during the daytime, Uvalaila, and at night time, Lachal didn't eat Lamitanis, overnight he's still fasting. So Avagav Shalina, Hoyimakar Tanish, although that's overnight, we're still from the fast that he accepted upon himself in the previous day. In the multiple times, it's not going to make a tefillah of a tainus, because that's not significant, as the Gemara continues to explain. Now, Bahag, in the Bahal Alchaz Gedalah, this means that Yesh Eichel, you could have a situation where a person eats, but Spalt Tvilatan still uses to make a Tvilah Batainas. Mufarsh Kamarachim explains like we have over here. The Meshach is in Tvilah Batainas in the morning, he said Tvilah Batainas, I'll be Shachel Galal, though he ate the previous night. But Yesh Mesan Hashem is Bali, you could have a situation where a person is fasting and he's not going to say Tvilah Batainas, come in Barbas, like by the Mayav Tam, Abish Lachel, though he's not eating, it's not a continuation of the previous Tainas of the previous day. Mufarsh Bachaz Gedalah, the Ein Oimim Anenu B'Tvilah Shachar, it says, we don't say Anenu is in the Tvilah Batainas in the Shachar's davening. Shem Nimtza Shach Mitvilazi, he might turn out to be a liar in his davening. Kedushem Alei Shem Atainas, he might not finish the Tainas, and never don't say Anenu in the morning. So I said, the linear, it appears to me, the Linikr Shachar, he's not called a liar. Kimish Hoi B'daito, Lissatnas, that was his intent to fast. And Afilik Kuran Zachach, even if it turns out some beyond his control, and Bale Mutzal Tzar Nafshe, he cannot pain himself, Lagara Mimasan Lashon, it's not worse. And not less than someone who fasts for a certain amount of hours. So if we consider that as a fasting. So it sounds like from the mission later on of your testament out. If let's say they were fasting for the rain and it starts raining before midday, so they wouldn't finish off the tainus. But we could presume it sounds like that they said the trill of tainus and chakras. But it says it's not really a bona fide proof because maybe they didn't say it, only told milchatan. Now, Amahadal, come on, and this it says later enough, he was fasting. And they said, come on, we have a nice suit over here. You know, go ahead and eat now, and you'll pay it back a later time. Amalui says, no, Tainus Chol, this is not just regular fast, Tainus Chol, but you have to fast on that day. But the question is, am I Lom, and they show me Tefillah Zayin Tainus, why didn't they say very simply that, because I already said in Shacharis, Anenu. And if I'm going to eat now, because it turned out I was lying about my davening. Oh, for the fact that he didn't respond like this, obviously you could show that even if someone eats, like Taisa wants to say, not like the Bahag, even if he eats later in the day, it's not considered a shakran. Taisa says, no, inside rai, it's not a proof. Because divri halacha does, according to the Bahag, you're going to say, that he actually did not even mind the fast from when it was earlier in the day, and therefore, like, kibbalab, actually did not accept the tainus, and therefore didn't say the tefillah tainus at all, therefore he couldn't respond. And but maybe if he had, maybe actually he would have said that. And because of Haram, he says that, yeah, Mishle Kibbalah Mabayyam, if someone did not accept the times from when it was before the day, Then you don't say aneinu. Ilav the tanis chol, unless it actually is a tanis chol. But no, the custom is regarding this machleik is if we say in shachas or not. Shashliach tzibo emer b'shachas. The chazan he says it by shachas. Can they lay deal oilam? Then we should let everyone know. Ulahaska tanis. Everyone should remember the tanis. Individual doesn't say it up until mechata. And in brackets they bring a Torah Chaim and some Tov Kof Samachay Oimer. Torah says Shleich Tzibah Oimer Kol Pam. Shleich Tzibah always says it. Sheev Shesh Leisanik Tzas Mekahol Hakavashay. He says a Svara. Why would the Shat say it? Not because to remind everyone, because the whole point is a Shakrin. But the Shleich Tzibah is saying for the whole Tzibah, and it's not possible that someone from the killer is not going to make the whole tightness, and therefore he's not going to be considered a Shakrin, and therefore the Shleich Tzibah is always going to say Aneinu.